Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 5th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, found in the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the United States of America. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Man, we got a barn burner broadcast today. 2 hours yesterday, 2 hours today, virtually the same topic with so many twists and turns. It'll make your head spin. But who better to put it on the kitchen table than us? The Liberty Roundtable team. It's not just me. It's all kinds of people. It's Sheriff Richard Mack. It's Sam Bushman. It's James Edwards. It's the whole crew. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. And man, let's just get started. Yesterday, TV simulcast with radio. The Sheriff Mack Show on Brighty on TV. The Liberty Roundtable live radio program on Brighty on Radio. On Liberty News Radio, and of course on our nationally syndicated radio network, the Loving Liberty Radio Networks. So, man, we're all over the place, around the world on the internet, and a whole lot more, not to mention traditional AM and FM radio stations. But look, here's the deal. There's been an outright abusive, hostile, dishonest, satanic attack on Sheriff Richard Mack. We compare that with Bragg and with the Donald. Why? It's interesting how this is all going down at the same time. Why do I pick Donald? Well, can you even turn on the news without the Donald being in it right now? No, got to talk about it. Why Richard Mack? Because the attacks are relentless. They're only in the tiny blogosphere at this point. The problem is the attacks are so dishonest, you got to push back. And eventually there'll probably be lawsuits against those folks who are making the false allegations. Then why Bragg? Because he's the other side of the aisle, right? He's the liberal George Soros-funded thug. Well, how does that all relate, you may ask? I'm going to tell you. First off, I'm the CEO of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA. Now, I don't even think the allegations against Richard have anything to do with the CSPOA at all. However, again, you know what? He's our founder, and so then, you know, they try to make blood splat on everyone they possibly can, right? And so, you know what? If you know me and I know you and you know somebody and, man, it's your brother-in-law's sister's best friend's daughter, then, man, you're all linked and you're all guilty, right? Lies. But that's how the liberals play the game, and sadly, conservatives are too stupid to reject them out of hand. Sam Bushman, as the CEO of the CSPOA, I am providing a simple and clear explanation to the response as a response to the allegations and half-truths spreading online about Richard Mack. And if you go to the CSPOA.org website, you can see my simple press release there. But understand, it's important to understand these things have nothing to do. These allegations have nothing to do with the CSPOA at all. But I'm getting a gazillion calls and emails and everybody rioting for answers. Well, in America, ladies and gentlemen, understand we honor the traditions that a person is innocent until proven guilty. We also prize and honor due process of law and the opportunity to face our accusers. Those are fundamental realities. Please do not engage in speculative libel or slander against the sheriff. Wait for the legal system to discover the truth. Criminal allegations versus criminal charges explained, an incredible article by Gabrielle Quinnen that I referred to, highlighting, look, allegations aren't even close to charges, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we talked about that with Sheriff Mack yesterday on the Sheriff Mack Show, and we broke it down, and Richard answered all the questions that you may need. He didn't steal any money at all. That's an absolute lie straight from the pit of hell. Second hour, though, I talked about that in relation to Donald Trump and Bragg both. Why? Because you need to understand how the indictment process works in the United States. Those who claim they filed criminal charges against Richard Mack lied to you. All they filed was a complaint. Okay? Listen to me. A complaint has nothing but allegations. Complaint allegations are nothing like criminal charges filed. To pretend they're similar either is absolutely ignorant or satanically dishonest. Satanically, because it's beyond intentional dishonest. It's destroying organizations and people's lives if it continues. Now, allegations lead to investigations. I wanted to highlight that point because it's critical to understand. We are talking about a due process reality check here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about. All right? Understand this reality. Okay? These allegations are dead on arrival. DOA. Why? Because Richard walked into the police station after this supposed complaint was filed and talked to the cops and said, "Hey, man, I'm here. I hear there's allegations made against me. I'm here to give you the proof that it's all bogus." And so he gave them the proof. He gave them the account that he moved the money to. He explained why he moved the money. He gave all the details, and then he produced documentation showing he was the president and a board member of Frontline Doctors. Now, he delivered all those facts to the cops. And then he said to the cops, "Hey, are there charges filed against me?" They said, "No. There's an allegation or a few allegations in a complaint, that's all." And so Richard Mack said then, "Well, you know, do you need to arrest me?" And the cop laughed and said, "What for? I mean, we're going to look into this. Of course we have to, but that's all there is to it." And so Richard said, "Well, you know, why don't you just take all this information then, where the money is, so you know I didn't steal it, why I moved it where I moved it, and all the details related to who I am and what authority I had to do so, there you go." The problem is the liars just continue to manipulate and lie. Okay, for example, they say that Richard's not the president of Frontline Doctors. They say that Richard is not on the board. The problem is they don't have any proof of that. "Oh, yeah, Sam, Richard hung up on a phone call and then they voted. And they voted him off and then they voted a new board in and then they resigned. All in a row." My response is fine. But you can't have it that way, folks. If you want minutes for a 501c3, they've got to be documented and signed. Well, two out of the three board members have told me they haven't signed the document. In fact, Richard hasn't even seen the documents. So if I'm president of an organization and a board member, until I have evidence, proof that legally and lawfully and properly, all I's dotted and T's crossed, that I'm removed from the board appropriately through the legitimate protocol, etc., and until I have evidence that I'm not the president, I still am. Allegations don't cut it. He said, she said, insinuation doesn't cut it. There's ways to go about these things, and that's really the bottom line. All right, ladies and gentlemen, then CNN CNN boasts a poll showing the majority of Americans approve of the Trump indictment. There's a problem with this dishonest slaughter everybody in the court of public opinion piece by CNN. It was conducted before the indictment was even unsealed against President Trump. How do you support something, ladies and gentlemen, you're only vaguely aware of? Okay, when grand jurors only hear from one side of the case, the prosecution's side, and when they can indict somebody with a simple majority, or when Jim Jordan puts a subpoena on the table for Manhattan DA Bragg after the indictment, when they say police don't expect January 6th scenario, but they're alert anyway, nothing happened. Judge denies motion to have cameras in the courtroom, right? You don't know the details. You don't know the details of Sheriff Mack's deal. You're just hearing the court of public opinion. You don't know the details of Trump's scenario, court of public opinion. You don't even know the details about Bragg, the court of public opinions. All you're hearing is the mainstream press. They think they're the judge, jury, and executioner, but they lie. Whether it be the tiny press bloggers that lie about Mack, all the way up to the mainstream press, CNN, and others manipulating the data against the Donald. And I highlighted these two cases because they're incredibly comparable and parallel right now. Different scales, you could say. Similar in we don't have evidence, but we will barbecue you in the court of public opinion and hope it takes the day. Well, I want to tell you, even Bragg's case It's fine that Kevin McCarthy and those guys try to subpoena, or Jim Jordan try to subpoena Bragg. That's fine. But again, none of those relate to charges against Bragg either. And I'm defending Bragg as much as I am Donald and as much as I am Richard, not because I stand with Bragg in any way. I think he's a criminal. We'll get to that. But ladies and gentlemen, we believe in the due process of law, and we believe people are innocent until proven. Let me say that again, proven guilty. We believe in the due process of law. We believe in one's ability to face their accuser. You see how parallel this really is, ladies and gentlemen? Now they say, wow, Melania is sticking with the Donald. Yeah, man, why? Because that's what she does in their family, they say. But my reality check on that, folks, is this. You know what? I'm standing with all of them when it comes to their right to due process of law. I'm standing with all of them when it comes to their innocence until proven guilty. I'm standing with all of them when it comes to we need to not use the court of public opinion with limited facts to manipulate the outcome. That's a problem. Okay, but CNN at the head of all this, zombie network at CNN, by the way, CNN has disastrous month of March, prime time ratings down 61%. That's according to the Gateway Pundit, by the way. But I'm coming back and we'll talk about Donald Trump here. But I wanted to highlight what we talked about for 2 hours yesterday. And this really has relevancy because even the courts get it wrong. Our guest coming up, James Edwards. The court's allowed to even lie in court rulings against James Edwards. How do all those cases compare? In seconds, shall we?
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
True Passover versus Easter. The Catholic Church and most denominations follow the Jewish Passover. Here is the Jewish tradition. The Passover takes place 14 days after the new moon, after the equinox. But what does God say? In Isaiah 1 verse 14, quote, "Your new moon feasts and your appointed festivals I hate with all my being," unquote. Now notice God's word versus Jewish tradition. Quote, "In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, is the Lord's Passover," unquote. That's from Leviticus 23, verse 5. God's year begins on the spring equinox. Passover is always on the 14th day of God's year, the 14th day after the equinox. The Sunday after the Passover is Resurrection Sunday. None of this is about fertility, which is exactly what Easter is all about. Easter bunny and eggs, fertility rites, are paganism.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. James Edwards, well-known talk show host, author, and dear friend. James Edwards, host of thepoliticalcesspool.org, author of Racism, Schmacism. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is his website. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Sam, I was on with you. It's certainly been a blur of a couple of weeks for so many reasons. I was on with you a couple of weeks ago in Dallas for a quick cameo appearance on one of your Saturday shows. And since then, I've been pretty much across the country on a little book tour. And since then, so much has happened with the terrorism in Nashville, with the arrest of Donald Trump, and now this issue that you're talking about. No shortage of content today, brother.
Amen to that. Now, the Sheriff Richard Mack case, I'm telling you right now, the more we double down on the truth, the more they manipulate facts and lie, ladies and gentlemen. Really committing libel and slander. And the reason that I bring it up is they literally said James Edwards was the leader of the KKK in the media. Turns out, court says he's not a leader of the KKK. In fact, he was never even a member. That's a course in fact. However, it doesn't matter. They can say whatever they want to, James. Because of Aesop's fables and the company James keeps, supposedly. Well, man, now that's the company I keep, I guess, too, right? See the association, how that works. This is a serious problem when the courts are to the point where they can literally just say, hey, the truth doesn't matter anymore. James?
Sam, we've talked about my case, my libel case, which was filed in 2016. Many times on this program, but I'll give you just 60 seconds recap on that, and we'll go forward. And that was a situation in which a very prominent daily newspaper, the Detroit News, had alleged, flat-out claim, that I was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Now, everybody, one click to the right of Comrade Stalin, is labeled a white supremacist, a neo-Nazi, a bigot, an anti-Semite, racist, you name it. I wrote a book about that 13 years ago. But and people have figured it out by now. So many have, at least. But in any event, that's constitutionally protected free speech. You can call people names. It doesn't make it right, but that's called rhetorical hyperbole as far as the courts are concerned. So at what point does it move past your constitutionally protected free speech to call somebody a racist or whatever and become actionable libel? Libel being a printed slur that defames and harms you, whereas slander is a spoken verbal. And the restatement of torts suggests that to allege somebody as a member of the Ku Klux Klan is the textbook definition of libel. So not only was I alleged to be a member, I was alleged to be a leader. So we thought we had a slam dunk case, and certainly you don't want to be known as the leader of the Klan in a majority non-white city like Memphis, where I live. And so we thought that there were certainly damages there. And if that is allowed to stick, then what's stopping other media that covers us regularly from using the same lie? And so we filed the lawsuit, and we were thoroughly beaten on both the trial court level and the Court of Appeals level. But what was interesting is that when the judges, a panel of three judges, published their ruling, it was actually published, it actually rewrote Michigan libel law, if you can believe it. We filed the suit in Michigan, of course, because that's where the newspaper was. It actually rewrote the precedent for libel law in Michigan because this ruling was so profound. They actually said in their judgment that I was correct. I was the plaintiff. I was correct. This is a libelous statement, and it was alleged that I was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan, but at the same time, you really have to consider Aesop's fables, and because I have associated with and interviewed people who also are not Klansmen, by the way, but people with whom the system doesn't like, you have to judge me by the company that I keep, and so therefore that case was thrown out, and the courts ruled on the side
and
of
I
the
And I submit to you, they say we have two justice systems now, one for the left, one for the right. To some degree, sadly, that's true. But I say there's really more like four justice systems. There's one for the left, one for the right, one for the small guy, and one for the guy with a lot of money in America, too. If you had a lot of money, you probably would have won.
Well, I tell you, we had a good attorney, but I am so jaded now. At that point, people told me that there's no way you're going to get a just ruling in these system courts. And I said, well, this is just such a slam dunk case. I mean, this is the law. It's black and white. I know that they probably won't be in favor of my conservative political beliefs, but this is a can't miss. And they were right, and I was wrong. And so I don't believe you can find justice in these courts. And I do think that these courts are criminally corrupt. But anyway, the whole point is, let's not rehash that. There's so
yeah,
much
that,
more going on.
That's why
now,
I bring
so
this up,
important.
Though, because all these cases matter, and we can't get justice in the courts is really the quintessential point here. Whether it's Donald or Richard or you or anybody, I don't have a lot of faith anymore either.
Well, and by the way, fast forwarding back to when the CSPOA was in the news back in February so much, countless articles, including a big expose or so-called investigative piece by the SPLC, which has since then themselves been linked to acts of domestic terrorism.
Terrorism, yeah.
Talked about. That's okay. That's okay. They're not going to lose their standing in this corrupt system. But nevertheless, I've never worked with or talked with
the
guy.
Money status and the left status. They've got two favors for them against the rest of us. Right?
I've never talked to a guy or worked with a guy who's caught a domestic terrorism charge like the SPLC has. This was one of their staff attorneys. But anyway, but this goes to show these links and ties. Well, the CSPOA was a part of a huge what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, a huge burst of publicity, attack, really, back in February.
A flurry of attacks, sir.
A flurry of attacks as a result of, you know, ties to so-called racism. Well, the ties are imaginary. The ties are because you have these reckless articles that are never held accountable. And so, yes, I mean, this is the point, I think, that we're getting to with Richard Mack, is that you can say or write anything, and it doesn't necessarily make it true. But I think what happened here, what we saw with Richard Mack was, after that really wasn't able to stick, after the ridiculous allegations back in February during that flurry of negative attack pieces, claiming that the CSPOA is linked and tied to white supremacy and this, that, and the other, after that didn't really do anything, then just moved on to the very next thing. And now that there's this charge. And what I would say about everything that I know about what you mentioned in the first segment here today and what you and Sheriff Mack covered yesterday for 2 hours and what I've seen online, it doesn't bother me a bit, ladies and gentlemen, and it shouldn't bother you a bit either. They want to corrode your trust in the people who have been proven throughout the course of their lifetime to be capable and honorable leaders for a cause. And that has been Richard Mack. That has been Richard Mack. And you have to understand that I know we live in this day and age now where anyone is guilty until proven innocent. I mean, that's the American way now. And anybody can walk into a police station and file a false report, or I'm not saying that this is or isn't. I mean, it's going to have to be investigated. But anybody can say anything about somebody that doesn't make it so. And I'll tell you who you really saw that about, Sam, was Roy Moore. You remember Roy Moore? Roy Moore was a Judge Moore.
Yes, of course.
Great Christian man. I think that there's very much going to be, as we find out, some similarities here with the situation pertaining to Richard Mack. You had Roy Moore. They did all of the things to Roy Moore that they're trying to do to Richard Mack, and that they're doing to Donald Trump, and that they've done to me, and that they've done to Sam, and that they do to anybody who offers any resistance whatsoever to their schemes. Roy Moore was, of course, called a racist, called all of these things. That didn't stick. And then you had all of these women who supposedly were molested or assaulted in some way by Judge Roy Moore, 30, 40 years prior? Now, he had been in Alabama politics and on the national level for decades. And none of these allegations ever came to light. But right before after he surprisingly won the Republican nomination to become a United States Senator out of Alabama, then and only then do all of these allegations. Oh, and all it was allegations. They were alleged. They were put out there in the court of public opinion. And then after that was enough to finally stop Roy Moore, what happened to all of these women? What happened to all of these charges? Nothing ever happened. None of them moved forward because they were completely false. None of them moved forward. None of them move forward, and none of these women who claimed these things that cost him his rightful seat in the United States Senate ever paid a price. And I don't know, listen, I don't know who's filing these complaints against Richard Mack, but I would bet that it's going to be the exact same situation. They want to take out a good man. I don't believe it for a second, and you shouldn't either. This is the way they play, and they have no scruples. They have no morals. I don't believe it. Accusations are cheap. You got to carry on with the good work. This is just this happening a month after last month's flurry of publicity didn't derail CSPOA and Mack. This is just up in the ante. We've seen it before, and we'll see it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're foolish enough, sadly, as conservatives, to let these stories lie. When we prove them false, when we document or ask them hard questions where they can't produce evidence, and this is why the Mack case relates to the Donald case, to James's case, to all these things. When we bring out hard evidence, what we do, sadly, is we let them move on to the next hit piece. And then we defend ourselves against hit piece after hit piece after hit piece. Whenever the facts come out, they move to the next one. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The next in-person hearing for former President Trump's criminal case in New York is 8 months away. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine weighs in.
The indictment of a former president is unprecedented in our history. And at every stage of the criminal proceedings, the stakes grow higher.
Trump yesterday pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records and calls this ordeal presidential election interference, as Trump remains the Republican frontrunner in the upcoming presidential election. Trump is responding to the criminal charges against him.
Speaking at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, Trump said everyone who looked at the case against him says there is none. He added that he never thought anything like this could happen in America, saying the only crime he committed was to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. Trump faces dozens of criminal counts in New York City related to money payments to kill negative information before the 2016 election. His lawyers say the charges are without any merit. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Chicago, Illinois Fire Department is mourning the death of one of their own. The father of firefighter Jermaine Pelt spoke after his son died while battling an extra-alarm house fire yesterday morning in the West Pullman neighborhood.
Jermaine was just a joy to all of our family. Everybody loved him.
Three Democrats are losing their committee assignments in the Tennessee House after they took part in raiding the state Capitol building in an attempt to stop state business, mainly as part of an anti-gun protest. Tennessee House Republicans voted Monday to strip committee assignments from State Representatives Justice Jones, Justin J. Pearson, and Gloria Johnson. Today is Holy Wednesday. Many celebrate the journey of Jesus Christ. This is USA News.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
All right, James Edwards, the political cesspool.org, and Sam Bushman, commentators, talk show hosts, educators, and a whole lot more. Let's talk about the Donald in relation to this. 45th president of the United States literally loses an election based on fraud, folks. They claim it isn't true, but every time we provide evidence, they move to the next topic, don't they? But now he's arrested. Trump surrenders to, quote, criminal court for his arraignment. Trump pleads not guilty to all 34, quote, felony counts of falsifying business records, they claim. Federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York opted out of charging Donald Trump related to the Daniels payment in 2019. The Federal Election Commission also tossed out its complaint and its investigation into the matter in 2021. They've tried to get Donald 2 times on this. They say the third time is the charm. But folks, the problem is it became apparent once the indictment was unsealed. Doesn't have much of a legal arsenal to draw on, ladies and gentlemen. There's not much here. 34 counts, but it's speculative at best, experts are saying. Now, here's the interesting thing. The federal prosecutors, they've tried to get Donald on this multiple times, as I've said. The problem I'm having right now, and no one's bringing this up that I hear in the media except for me, I've scoured the news for this. Haven't we already gone beyond double jeopardy, James Edwards?
Yeah, so this thing, 34 counts. When a leftist, and this happens every day, I'm Donald Trump. I'm running for president. I've got a discredited, former porn star making these allegations against. Maybe he did it. Maybe he didn't. It doesn't matter to me. It's probably, it does matter. But as far as this, what we're seeing here,
that's right. It first morally president matters, indicted, but in this case, it doesn't.
Right.
Matter.
That's right. This happens every day. If I'm him, whether it happened or didn't happen, and I've got this discredited media whore coming at me with these allegations, I probably pay to make it go away, which is what apparently he did. Now, that happens every...
Day, we used to just call those pinball reps.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's all we're talking about.
That's right. That's right, President Clinton. I mean, when you did it, it wasn't that big of a deal. It certainly didn't prevent you from staying in office and having the rest of your career. But when leftists do this, Bill Clinton's a good example, I think. When leftists do this, when they lie about it, when they do whatever, paying people, and you could say that this is blackmail, but when you pay people to go away, that's called, if you're a leftist, enacting in a non-disclosure agreement. When you're a conservative or when you're somebody the system hates, it's called hush money. And it's really not even a misdemeanor. They're saying, well, there was some improprieties in how this was filed and, on his taxes and all. But, I mean, give me a break. This is all of those years of calling him a – same with Mac. All of those years with – and more. Racist, bigot, white supremacist didn't really stop him. Then they had to cheat out of the election because, it still wasn't going to stop him. And now he's running again, and he's going to win the nomination if he's not in prison. I don't know if him going to prison, how that would affect his ability to run. I think he would probably put a stop to it, which is what they want. Because otherwise,
he
is going to win the Republican
nomination.
He'll
still be president, sir.
They did say that. I have not heard that. I did not know that. But in any event, he is going to win the Republican nomination now. He's going to have just a mountain of dark energy behind him now. People are going to rally. There's no doubt he's going to win the Republican nomination. I don't even know if anybody – I mean, you've got some also-rans running against him, like Asa Hutchinson, the former governor of Arkansas, and
whatever,
Nikki Paley. But
however,
in any
don't
event,
underestimate the mainstream press. They could turn Asa into a rock star if they want to.
Well, they'll try, but Trump's mopped the floor with a lot of these type figures in the primaries before, so I think he's certainly going to win the nomination. But look, at what they want is, okay, so now he's running for president as the Republican nominee, and he's facing all of these charges. And by the way, the trial doesn't – did you see that they said the opening for the trial isn't even supposed to start until when the primaries begin next year?
Yeah, eight months away before they even have the next volley in this thing. Their whole goal is to create, in my opinion, election tampering. Now, there's a speedy trial aspect to this, not counting the double jeopardy point that I brought up. There's a speedy trial due process of law that relates here, too, constitutionally, that Trump should be guaranteed. He's not getting that either. This just shows how dishonest this really is. Let's go to Trump.
Right. I mean, because
he went. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, you get the former president, likely to be almost certainly going to be the Republican nominee again, and a 50-50 puncher's chance of being the president again. And they're doing this. Why are they doing this? And why now? I mean, this was, as you said, these allegations were on the radar back in 2015-16. Why are they doing it now? Well, obviously, because he's running again, he's a threat.
Well, and they've
and I think he's more of a threat now.
They've dismissed it all, though. This is the double jeopardy thing.
That's right. That's
trial.
Right.
Now we're 8 months away on chance three. This thing's been going on for 7+ years.
So you're going to have a split screen commentary when the primary season kicks off next year. On one side of the screen is coverage of Donald Trump's run for the nomination. On the other side is his defense in trial. So to push this off until that kicks off next year is just so transparent. I mean, you'd have to move something like this up. Well, but here's the thing, too, Sam, that nobody's talking about right now. The other shoes haven't even dropped. He will be indicted in Georgia, too, on those trumped-up charges, and possibly in Washington, D.C. as well. So he could be facing three different indictments in three different jurisdictions before the primaries kick off. All of this done. Hey, you don't want to be associated with a guy who's a racist. You don't want to be associated with a guy who's, being caught these charges and is facing indictment
grabbing
in a trial.
Women,
it's same with
the,
Richard. Same with Mac.
Dang.
I mean, Mac, here's Mac doing great work, working with former sheriffs and everything that's going on with the CSPOA, a powerful organization with former and current elected officials. You don't want to be involved with an organization that's tainted by charges, accusations of racism or embezzlement. It's just charges. It's just not even, I mean, it's just
It's not even charters.
Rumor.
It's allegations,
just,
ladies.
Allegations.
That's
right.
Okay?
Links and ties. Links and ties. You don't want to be. Now, you're a sitting sheriff. You don't want to be tied up in something like this, do you? What's all made up?
Heck no. It would be a destruction for your career, and your whole reputation would be on the line. And see, that's how they play the game, ladies and gentlemen. It's dirty politics to the nth degree. Now, Donald had enough of it and spoke out after he returned to Mar-a-Lago last night. And let's just play a couple of sound bites here. He said, I can't believe this would even happen in America.
And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. And I never...
You may or may not agree with Trump on what he's done, but here's the deal. I'm in the same boat. They make allegations and attacks about me, and all I've done is try to promote and defend America. Same with you, James. Same with Mac.
You know, our situation with Trump has been interesting, Sam, because you and I, as brothers we are, and having been there at the Republican National Convention and covered that and been in the room when Trump accepted the nomination and all of that, I voted for Trump twice. You haven't voted for him at all. But I think in this moment, and the pros and cons of his administration can be and have been debated for years and will be for years into the future. But at this point, I think he is the avatar. He is the avatar of a criminally corrupt system. And at this point, I have to give him credit and I have to wish him Godspeed, because this sort of thing, I mean, we've been through a lot. We've been through more than 99% of the people out there in America, the layman, in terms of persecution and dirty deeds and things like that. But nobody, I don't think anybody living has been through the amount of torture that Trump has. And this situation now, the fact that he has not backed down or apologized or tried to cut a deal, and he's just taking this and taking it, I mean, you have to sort of admire that. I certainly do. And I don't think this
There's
is an
no
act.
Question.
I think it's the real deal. I don't think he's just playing his part in a pageant. I think you know, the enemy certainly believe he's a threat, whether he is or isn't, and he hasn't backed down. So
he hasn't backed down. That's for sure. Whether he's really involved in this or not, I still say the jury's out on that. But he gave a 21-minute speech, from what I understand, and it's one of the shortest speeches he's given. But it was full of fire and indignation, slaughtering Bragg and the whole justice system in America. And sadly, we're destroying what America was known for, a real just justice system. Here's his next soundbite of what he said. We don't have it all. We got little clips here. Here's the second one.
Even people that aren't big fans have said it. They said, this is not the right thing to do. It's an insult to our country, as the world is already laughing at us for so many other reasons.
There you have it. So think about that. Even the enemies of Trump now are starting to go, hold on a minute, James Edwards. This just isn't right. Something's wrong here. This is a witch hunt without evidence, this is double jeopardy scenario. This has been going on for 7 years. At some point, even the enemies of Trump are going, wait a minute now, James.
Sam, what we have here, the left, I'll tell you how the system, as I call it, because it's not just the criminally corrupt Biden administration. They are just but one element of the system that includes our courts, our academic institutions, our media, even institutionalized churches now. They're going straight up medieval on conservatives, and I'll tell you what's going on when we come back.
Liberty Roundtable live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Well, that was a perfectly appropriate musical selection there coming in out of the break. I had just mentioned how the system has gone straight up medieval on their enemies now, and there's a little modern-day song, The Final Countdown, played to the style of some of that medieval-type music you would have heard.
You got to also kind of symbolically put that together and ask it if we're in the final countdown for America. Sadly,
yeah, that's,
when the justice system goes south and we turn away from God, is the countdown underway?
Well, it very well may be, because as I was saying before the break, the problem isn't just Biden's in there and Trump isn't. I mean, there is a systemic problem in America, and it's not systemic racism, which is, of course, what you always hear. What's systemic and what is not going to be changed by any one person, no matter what position they occupy, is that America has become and is now an amorphous blob comprised of polyglot territories cobbled together by secular fictions, utopian fantasies, consumerism, covetousness, degeneracy, and hubris. And that was actually a quote from this new book that I'm out promoting, and which we'll talk about a little bit later. One of the co-authors, Rebecca Dillingham.
Give the name and where to get it real quick, though. Let's plug
it
along the
way. Well, the name of the book is The Honorable Cause, A Free South. The Honorable Cause at Amazon. We'll talk more about that, I think, in the second hour. But the name of the book is The Honorable Cause. But any event, so we talked about the system going straight up medieval. And it's not just Biden. As I said, we have a criminally corrupt judicial system. We have a degenerate, immoral, antichrist media, which, of course, has infected our churches and our institutions of learning, everything about America, corporate 500, you know, all of these blue chip businesses are in the tank for the transgendered and the LGBTQ plus whatever they're calling themselves now agenda. But our king, you know, the king is under arrest. They have arrested the king. You're talking about going medieval. Our kids are being murdered while they laugh. I mean, the entire system rallied behind this evil transgender ideology that led to the terrorism and the murders in Nashville. And so I think we've reached a point now where we're going to have to assess whether or not conservatives do anything for once or just adjust to the new normal as they always do, because you had, you know, Richard Mack, Roy Moore, yes, but the situation with, well, I'll just give you two, Donald Trump and Kanye West going back to last Christmas. Kanye West, the biggest music mogul in the world, they absolutely kneecapped him immediately. When he said the first thing that the system didn't like. And then Donald Trump now arresting him. This just goes to show, if they can take out the biggest media mogul in the world, and if they can take out a United States president, an American president,
and add to that, Roy Moore, though, they took down a judge because he stood for the Ten Commandments, and they've been slaughtering him ever since with false allegations that haven't rung true one bit, but they've been at the courts for years. That's what
they
do.
Well, that's the thing.
Even Judge Roy Moore has been at the courts for years without getting this thing sorted out.
And that's the thing, Sam. That's what makes it all medieval, is that it's basically whoever has the might is able to put the subordinates under their rule. And there is no rule of law. There is no justice. And if they can take out, though, the president and a guy like West, I think that certainly sends a message for the growing number of people who see things the way we do. Hey, my God, I mean, what are we going to do? If the president getting arrested and perhaps even convicted and put in prison, and Kanye West loses his billions, you know, instantly, it certainly sends a message. But, you know, we have to hope that that Donald Trump can become like a King David type figure. I mean, King David himself was degenerate in some ways, but he certainly became God's instrument on earth. And if Trump, I will say this about Trump. I mean, Trump is about Trump, and he says agree with, and sometimes he does things that we agree with. But at the end of the day, Trump is going to look after himself. And I think that there is very much revenge on his heart and mind. And if he can be an instrument of righteous vengeance, then we'll be good for that if he can stay out of prison long enough to do something about it. But if they could take him out, if they could take out people like Kanye West, then that certainly sends a very big message.
If Trump wants to win, though, he needs to loop in folks like us, ladies and gentlemen, like he did in 16. He didn't do that in 20, and he lost. If he doesn't get that together, and I don't mean me personally. I'm not trying to take personal credit for it. What I mean, though, is if he doesn't take on the new media taking center stage and engage them in a meaningful way, he will lose. Write it down. Remember what I told you. All right, back to Trump, though. So he's speaking in Mar-a-Lago last night. Here's the third sound clip we have related to his fiery speech.
And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
There you have it. That's the time. But that's, is that the third one, Lizzie? Because that was the same one we already played. We want to go to the... Oh, that was the third one. All right. So they must have had a couple of clips here in a row. Same topic. But look, this is the deal. Now, Trump says this is corrupt. I'm absolutely agreeing with him, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you about this thug. There's not much of a legal arsenal to draw on now that they've supposedly unsealed the indictment. It's kind of unsealed, but not really. And let me explain what I mean. There's 34 counts of misdemeanor stuff. And then you've got to tie that to felony. And what I mean by that is, how do you get all these counts to be felony accounts? And the way they've worded it makes them felonies, but you've got to tie the misdemeanor to a felony. Remember, you got to prove his guilt beyond the shadow of a doubt. They haven't made that tie. So to release these as felonies, James, without that tie is dishonest at best. But who we're talking about, who's the judge in this case, Juan Merchan is the guy's name. He's presiding over Donald's current case now, but I don't know if you know this. He presided over two former tax fraud cases involving Trump's real estate firm and his former CFO. And I guess these two court cases resulted in outcomes unfavorable to the defense. Merchant is also the judge presiding over the fraud case against Steve Bannon in relation to the We Built the Wall organization. It gets worse. Judge Juan Manuel Merchant. He is overseeing Trump's sham case on trumped-up felony charges. He made political contributions to a non-profit fundraising arm of the Democratic Party. It's a platform for Democratic candidates and progressive groups. That's according to FEC data, right? It also gets worse because the daughter of Merchant, I guess, has ties directly to the Democratic Party. Turns out that she's the president and partner of what's called Authentic Campaigns, a company that runs digital campaigns for Democrat politicians and candidates. Now the question becomes, did Lauren, that's Merchant's daughter, did she work on the Biden-Harris campaigns? Very, very interesting ties. So when Trump says this is corrupt to the soles of your feet, it becomes evident early on, James.
Everything you just said, Sam, everything we have said the entire hour, all of the people that they are taking out one by one, by one means or another, goes to show, I think, why we must have separation. There is no reforming the system. This isn't made better, even if by some minor miracle Trump is able to get back into the White House and do as much revenge as he could muster. This thing that doesn't fix this thing. This thing is gone, it's broken, and it's not going to be fixed. You can't fix it with people who don't share your beliefs. You can have no union with people with whom you have nothing in common with, and that is what the left has become. And so we have seen them take out champion after champion after champion, and it, I think, proves the overall thesis of the new book that we have out about why this is just going to have to end. I don't see any way back to the America of our founding fathers. That is a terrible shame, but this has been thrust upon us. It wasn't by our doing. And if we stay in this abusive relationship, I think it's going to get much worse than just...
There's no doubt about it. Let me give you an example.
I think they're going to actually come and begin to kill. I mean, they're already threatening to kill people with whom they disagree. Of course, they call them racist and right-wingers and whatever. We already saw it in Nashville. I mean, the entire system rallied behind the ideology of this murderer.
It's getting worse by the day.
We've never
folks,
seen anything like this before.
This parallel story is fascinating. Stormy Daniels now ordered to pay Donald Trump lawyers nearly $122,000 in defamation suit.
Yeah,
you know that, folks? Did you know that? And think about that. Of all the battles since 2015 of Stormy Daniels, this porn star whore, okay, 7 years later now, right at the timing of Donald being indicted, Stormy has to pay Donald's attorneys $122,000. Well, isn't that eerily close to the $130,000 that he supposedly paid Stormy? He got all of his money back. But the scandals continue, folks. Think about that for a second, James.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that actually just our dear good friend Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out something about that I saw a day or two ago. But, you know, again, nothing matters because there is no rule of law. It is whatever they say it is, and they will throw out the facts that don't meet up with what they're trying to accomplish and, pun intended, trump up things that don't. And at the end of the day, if there is no law, there are no morals, it is whatever a corrupt judge or media apparatus says that it is, and they will dispense with the things that prove us right and move forward with everything else until we believe it, or until you know a lot of people believe it. And
yeah, or until we
what are you
going to
do about it? I mean, that's the thing. What are you
going to
do about it?
Well, if enough Americans got involved, we could stop it, James. It's that simple. Whether they will or not is the $64,000 question for sure. Now, Trump says this quote, and now this massive election interference at a scale never seen before in this country, beginning in the radical left quarters of George Soros and beyond. Now you got the prosecutor Alvin Bragg to lead the procession. And really, the GOP's defense on this reveals the quandary of the upcoming elections. You cannot ignore this when it comes to election fraud. How much can they tamper and attack the president? The FBI and everybody else attacked the Donald on one hand, so make Donald the villain. Then they suppressed, so they spiked stories on Donald, made them go viral. But then they suppressed stories on Joe Biden's and his criminal activity before the 2020 election. We've caught the FBI doing that and everything else. Criminal election fraud. They claim we have no proof. And now they know, hey, it worked in 2020. We're going to make it go gold in 2024. James?
That is a great point. That is a great point. That's something that they have falsely alleged for years now, that Russia, you know, that was totally fabricated, totally made up. Russia had interfered with the election. Well, there is election interference going on. What is this if not election interference and election tampering to bring up these bogus charges against a former president? Obviously, there should be mass nationwide protest as a result of this, but there's not going to be because why? We have learned that BLM and Antifa can burn down cities, and I'm not encouraging our people to do that or that it was ever a good idea for either side to do it, but they can do that, and they're not going to go to jail. They're not going to get arrested. They might get arrested. They're going to get put right out. They're going to get sentenced for that. Trump should have stood with the January 6th supporters. That's another thing. I mean, you know, you saw the people that came out to support Trump January 6th, and he didn't really do anything for them. So now how can you expect people to come out for you again in light of the fact that, you know, they will be picked off one by one? Yes, everybody should. As you said, if everybody did something, we could make something happen. But if they're seeing Trump himself be taken out, I mean, that instills a sense of it's a chilling effect.
There's no
people.
Doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing the best we can with the resources we have, and we'll talk about an incredible effort coming up next hour to do just that. I am Sam Bushman. James Edwards with me. ThePoliticalCesspool.org to get a hold of James's award-winning broadcast, books, and more. And secondarily, ladies and gentlemen, the Loving Liberty Radio Networks, LovingLiberty.net, our nationally syndicated partner. God save the Republic.